Hi, welcome to Never Too Much True Crime. I started a new series where I talk about a new true crime story every week. This week's story is a lot. We're going to be talking about a woman who attempted to murder her husband by poisoning him with Drano. You know, the thing that you use to unclog your sink, tub. Yeah. This took place at their home in Irvine, California. Dr. Jack Chen, Emily's husband, is a radiologist who started dating his wife in 2011. His wife is a dermatologist. They would get married a year later and had two children together, a daughter, Lauren, 8 years old, and a son, Ryan, 7 years old. There were a lot of horrible things happening in their household. Emily and her mother would abuse her kids, which started when they were only 2 years old. He said the children learned early on that Emily's rule is everything. So Chen, along with his kids, were being abused this whole time, and this is why you never know what someone is going through. Everyone thinks that everyone's marriage is perfect, but it's far from that. A lot of times people have issues and they drag those issues into their relationships. The children were screamed at, slapped, insulted, and didn't get any rest. They were also locked in their rooms. Just horrible, man. Like, how could you do that to your own children? Emily, Chen's wife, would tell her kids to go die, your head is sick, go F yourself, stupid, get the F out of my way, an effing idiot. Verbally abusive and emotionally abusive to her husband and kids. I feel like these are harder to detect because sometimes we don't realize we're being abused in that way, and there's so many different forms of abuse. It's something about someone messing with you mentally and emotionally that's very scary and just absolutely horrible. I'm glad that the husband used those terms and he wasn't gaslighting himself. This was the truth. He's sticking by it. I was in an abusive marriage. She was abusive to the kids. Most times people will defend their partners when they do something wrong. So kudos to Chen for sticking to his truth and letting everybody know what was going on in his marriage. She tried to turn his kids against him, just filling their heads with lies. If the kids showed any sign of affection towards their father, they were yelled at until they agreed to not show any affection towards him. Emily insulted her husband all the time too, making the children do small tasks for her. Early on into their relationship, Chen started to notice his wife's violent behavior. After the children were born, he became concerned about Emily's behavior and she was very demanding. Early on into their relationship, one time Emily wanted a massage. When Chen refused because he was sick, she stepped on his head until he did it, according to the court documents. Emily started hiding money from her husband. On August 4th, Emily was arrested and the police posted a $30,000 bail a day later. On August 5th, Emily was served with divorce papers, a domestic violence restraining order, and was ordered to stay 100 yards, 300 feet away from the family. Emily's arraignment is scheduled for November 3rd at Orange County Superior Court. But how did Emily get caught in the first place? Well, Chen planted a nanny cam in the kitchen when he grew suspicious that his wife, who he's been with for 11 years, was poisoning him with a toxic chemical substance used to unclog drains. On July 11th is when he first caught his wife pouring the liquid Drano into his hot lemonade. From that moment, Chen stopped drinking and eating anything that was left unattended. The first video he has of her, you can't really see her trying to poison him. So he tries again and she gets caught again on July 18th and again on July 25th, her pouring the Drano in his hot tea. In the video, you can see her taking the Drano and pouring it into his cup. Chen began to test his wife. He had a drink and put a saran wrap over it. He left it in the kitchen. In the video, the wife is seen peeling it off and pouring the Drano into his drink. His lawyer was unsure how long Chen had poison in his system. Chen realized in March, April, that's when he started to notice a weird chemical taste in his mouth. So she's been doing this for a couple months. Now, I'm surprised that he's still alive. That's a long time to poison somebody. I mean, she had to poison him little by little because if she just poisoned him a lot and he just dropped dead, it would have been more suspicious. When he started feeling sick, he went to the doctor and he was diagnosed with a lot of things like stomach ulcers and stuff like that. When Chen became suspicious, that's when he contacted the lawyer. The lawyer was the first person he told. Smart. The lawyer tells him to report his wife to the authorities. Chen handed his lawyer the video evidence, and his lawyer described it as very methodical. just unnerving to actually see it. He also said, it is very intimate to commit murder to know what her husband's patterns and preferences are and seamlessly introduce poison into his routine. I agree with his lawyer. It's very scary how the closest people you know could really do harm to you. I like the way Chen handled the situation. I'm happy that he was able to get out of this toxic marriage. When the children attended preschool, the school was concerned with how rough the grandmother acted towards them. So not only was Emily, Chen's wife, was abusing him and the kids, it was also Emily's mother, the kid's grandmother, that was also abusing the kids and the husband. His mother-in-law, Emily's mother, created a whole scene. School officers thought she didn't speak English. There were a lot of issues when the kids went to school. Emily and her mother started bad-mouthing the teachers and then took both of the kids out of school. So they were very confrontational, problematic, you get it. They start a new school and things get worse. Ryan, their son, starts beating up other children. His mother was still verbally abusing him. One time, Emily wasn't satisfied with Ryan's piano skills and she kept calling him an effing idiot. She yelled so loudly that she was spitting on him and Ryan started to cry. Despite the abuse that Chen and his children had to go through, they had to pretend that they were a well put together family. They had to put on a fake smile in front of Emily and her mother. They didn't feel safe. They weren't allowed to be themselves or express their emotions. When you don't do that, it does bottle up and then you explode and start taking out on other people. It becomes a vicious cycle because then now you become abusive when you become an adult. If the kids expressed any type of emotion, they were called sissy. You're so ugly. You look like a pig. Chen explained that his children didn't have any friends. They weren't allowed. His mother-in-law was talking bad about everyone, so his kids didn't want to go to any family function. The kid's grandmother, right, was starting rumors and starting all of these things to keep the family separate, to isolate him from the rest of the family, which a lot of abusers, they do this. You don't need your friends, you don't need your family, you only need me. They isolate you because now they feel like you only need to rely on them. Chen said he felt ignored and not recognized by his own family. When the kids wrote to Santa, they took off his name so Emily wouldn't get mad. While Emily was arrested and she was presented divorce papers, Emily asked her husband's attorney, what is this about? They confront her about her poisoning her husband and she says, I deny that. It's kind of hard to deny the fact of you trying to poison your husband when there's a video all over the internet of you pouring Drano into his drink. But hey, she didn't express any emotions. She didn't seem scared that she was in jail. Chen wasn't even thinking about divorcing his wife until he was suspecting her of poisoning him. Even though he was in an abusive marriage, if this situation didn't happen, he would probably still be with her. I'm glad that he trusted his intuition and got himself out of that. Clearly, she was trying to kill him for money. There's other reasons too. She doesn't sound mentally stable. She sounds like a narcissist too. But back to the restraining order. It prevents Emily from coming 100 yards of him and their children, right? Their home, where he works, the children's school, and the second property that they own in Newport Beach. Chen also asked the judge to grant him control of their two vehicles. The next court date is August 18th. It'll determine if the court will keep the restraining order. If so, then it'll be effective for 5 years. The court hearing is only based on suspicion of poisoning and not on domestic violence. There's no charges against Emily, so investigators are reviewing evidence so they can file a criminal charge against her. I really hope they do. I really hope that they charge her because she tried to kill her husband and there's a video circling around the internet with that's like solid proof. But before I end here, I just want to say to his children, Lauren and Ryan, if you ever see this video, I hope you guys are doing okay. As always, thank you for your support. I'll see you guys next week with a new Never Too Much True Crime story. Love you and peace out.